face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place, following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Expat Answer Man podcast. If you have questions about being an expat, we have answers. Hey there, do you know about my new premium website, expatisland.net? It's a new website that's all about expat life all over the world, not just in the Philippines, and it has premium content, and we're geared towards the premium expat as well. You can get all the information you need about the expat lifestyle by going to www.expatisland.net. See you on the island.
This is Bill from Australia. How are you doing, Bob? I have a problem. My ACR card was stolen. What do I need to do to get a replacement?
Hi, Bill. Good day to you. I had to throw in that good day since you're from Australia and that's the way you guys say it. Hope you don't mind, I'm just teasing. Anyway, okay, you've had your ACR card stolen or it was lost or just whatever happened to it, you don't have it anymore. That is a problem, my friend, and you need to take care of that. For those who are listening who don't know what an ACR card is, ACR stands for Alien Certificate of Residence. And it's an I card, it's an identification card, and it has a little data chip on it so that they can read that with a computer or some kind of machine that'll read that data chip. It's basically an identification card that has all of your immigration records embedded on it, and they can use that for your entry and exit from the country and basically just for identification. Now, if that card is lost or stolen, you need to get a replacement. And, you know, basically, Bill, the first thing you need to do is you need to file a police report. So go down to the police station and tell them that your card was stolen and you want to file a report on that. And you want to get a copy of that report and take that to the Bureau of Immigration. You will make up a letter of request that states that your card has been stolen, and you'll sign that. And then you'll attach a copy of your passport photo to the page. You can just go down and get new passport photos down at any instant Photoshop or whatever, that sort of thing. You go down there, get a photo, attach a copy. You may need two or three copies. These things change, and you just never know for sure. You're always better to have some extras on those, so you're going to get a few copies of that, attach those to your letter of request for a new ACR card, and bring a copy of that police report. Now, for those who don't know, an ACR card costs around $50. It's supposed to be exactly $50. It varies depending on the exchange rate. Of course, they charge in pesos, but it's pegged to the US dollar. Now, what you're going to pay when you go down to file for a replacement, you have to pay an ACR card replacement fee, which is $20 US. That's payable in pesos at today's exchange rate. The fee for the ACR card, the new one, is going to be 2,020 pesos. Although, as I said, that will vary depending on the exchange rate. The latest fee that I know of, though, is 2,020 pesos. You're going to pay an express lane fee, and you have to actually pay a double express lane fee on this. And I know people complain about express lane. We're not asking for it to be express. You don't want it any faster. You still have to pay the fee. That's just the way it is. Maybe they should change the name or whatever. But you have to pay a double fee on this particular instance. It's 2,000 pesos the last time I knew. And that is payable in pesos, 2,000 pesos, but the amount will vary depending on the exchange rate at the time that you file. Now, you really do need to get this done, though, because you are required to have that ACR card. So just go down there and take care of it. You're not in trouble or anything. Just get the police report, get the ID photos, get everything you need, write a letter explaining the whole thing, go down to the Bureau of Immigration. And as you guys in Australia also say, Bob's your uncle. You're in good shape. You don't have anything to worry about. It may take time to get the replacement card. In most cases, they have to send in the data to Manila, and the card is made in Manila, and then it will be sent back to you. Now, I don't know where you're located. Maybe you're already in Manila, and you'll get it right away. If you're in another place like me, I'm in Davao, it takes, a few weeks for a new ACR card to arrive. But really, it's no big deal, Bill. You just have to go take care of this. It might take you a half a day or so to take care of all the procedures, maybe even a full day if they're slow. But you'll get it done. It's no big deal, and I wish you the best of luck. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. It's been nice to have everybody on the podcast today. Take care, everybody. See you next week.